for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Zach, let me give you that reservation code.
Okay, hold on one second, please. Let me pull up the screen here. All right. Come on, computer. Okay, I am ready when you are.
2411.
Okay.
0401.
Okay.
0001.
Was that three zeros and a one?
Yes. 5016.
Okay, let me just pull up your information here. And am I speaking with Fidel?
Yes.
From Dahlia's Pizza Market?
Yes.
Okay. I just would like to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file, then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So first off, what would be a good number in case we are get disconnected that I could reach back out to you on?
626.
Okay.
712-3200.
3200. Okay. And that's a mobile contact?
Yes, mobile.
Okay. Excellent. And then is the business still located at the 855 East Alosta Avenue address?
Yes.
Okay. Azusa, California, 91702?
Yes.
Okay. And you have been in business since 2012?
I've been in business since October 1995.
Oh, even better. Okay. And then the classification of the business, is it a partnership, a proprietorship, C-Corp, S-Corp?
No, it's a sole prop.
Sole prop, gotcha. And lastly, what would be a good email address to have in case I need to send you out any information?
It's L like London. UMEH at MSN.com.
At MSN.com. Okay. So what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. I can point you in the right direction and see if we can get a good fit to assist you.
Okay. Let me make it easy for you.
Okay.
This is the second time I take a loan over $100,000 from Can Capital, unsecured based on my credit card sale.
Okay, a merchant loan?
But yeah, merchant loan. Do you do something like that? Because I have bad credit.
We do. We do merchant loans. What would you consider, what is your credit looking like right now?
I think 590, something like that.
Okay. That's a non-issue. We deal with credit tiers A through D, and that's definitely not the worst that I've heard. So you're looking for about $100,000 in a merchant capital loan.
This is my problem. I am halfway on my Can Capital payment. They called. They said we can give you back money, but they want to merge the interest all together again. Like I said, no. Why don't you pay the balance $50,000 and we start fresh? They said, I mean, I'm not going to double pay interest. And they're charging me 26% because my credit is bad.
Wow.
Now, yeah, well, I have bad credit, but I have proven to them that I took two times 100 something thousand the last 4 years and I paid it back.
Right.
But they're confident they're giving me money again, but I don't want to pay the 26. Now, is there any way possible for me to get a loan at a lower interest and pay them the balance and make it go with you only for another 2 year term, 3 year term, year and a half term? It's fine. I'm paying every month now.
Uh-huh.
I'm paying every day $333 daily, every day, except Friday, Saturday.
Right, and holidays as well, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so one option is that we go ahead and we pay off Can Capital, and then you would get the net of that. So we'd pay the 50, and then we would get you another 50 on top of that. Now, would that be helpful to the business?
50 will get me out of my current problems. Ideally, I wanted 100 extra so okay. I can extend my patio. But with 50, I just pay my vendors, the balance on my vendors, and I keep going the same way I am, which I can afford to pay at least. I've proven to be able to pay at least $400 a day without causing any major problem to my cash flow. So I can go up to 400 without a problem. That's easy. We're having a sale, a credit card sale. We're almost hitting 100,000 a month, 900,000 a month now.
Holy cow. That's pretty decent for sure. So let me ask you this. This would probably help clarify things. What did you do in sales last year?
Last year sales, we did, according to tax return, I think 1.2 million. I think 1.2 million, something like that. I don't recall, but I know over $1 million.
Okay,
hold
excellent.
On. Let me open the mail. I think I can, hold on. Which is...
So it definitely sounds like, just based off of the sales of the business, that we could get you, you know, the 150 you're looking for.
Yeah, 150 will put me in a very comfortable situation at upgrading patio and paying vendors and starting fresh again. I only have one loan to pay. That will be very nice. But my only problem is Dan Capital. They're not going to give no break. They're going to take their money back. They gave me $87,000, and they're taking it back. Hold on a second. Where's Ken Capital here? I had it in my hand. Okay. They're taking it back about 100-something thousand, and they took about 16,000-17,000 from me, which is about 20%. So I was looking for something cheaper, if possible, if the market... Allow me or give me, because I know my problem is the credit problem, and I know that is my problem, borrowing money from a regular conventional loan. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why I have to pay the 26% to merchant loan. So yeah. I want to know if you have anything better, and if the credit not an issue, then yeah, I can go ahead and close Can Capital. And if not, then I have no choice but staying with Can Capital now.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. We could get you a loan where we pay off Can Capital for you, so you're done with them. You would pick up the net, which would be around $100,000, which will get you, you know, which is what you're looking for, and then, you know, you establish that relationship with us.
I would love to. Anybody treat me better than Can Capital, because they're taking advantage of me, too much, 26%.
And you the double interest too.
Yeah,
and the double interest too. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and they want me to do double interest because they want to give me another now 100. But guess what, Fidel? Your loan is going to be 150, so I'm paying interest for another 150 rather than paying only 400. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's Jesus. That's so that's 50% nice, interest.
Yes, exactly. And I said no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I feel very confident in saying that we could do something better than that. I feel very confident in saying that. So what I can do is I'll put together an email of the items that we would need from you to see what we can do. We work at a pretty quick pace here. So we have a one-page application. You know, we'd look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. Because you want to do a merchant loan, I would ask that you provide 4 months of the most recent merchant statements as well. It looks pretty strong here, like you're doing 87, 80, you know, 75. Yeah. So we want to look at the merchant statements and then the first two pages of the most recent tax return and then the contract for Can Capital. So that would give us the snapshot of the business that we need to make the best offer possible without creating any sort of burden for your business, if that makes sense to you. Again, yeah. So again, I just want to confirm the email address that I have on file. Is it lomeh@msn.com?
Yeah, L like London, O Oscar, U uniform, M. Michael E. Edward H. Hotel.
Perfect.
At MSN.com.
I'm going to put together the information that we need from you. My direct dial will be on there as well. So if there's any questions regarding the information, you can reach out to me directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. You know, and as soon as I receive that information back, I can go to work for you. If we get it back today, we could have some feedback for you.
What's your direct phone number?
My direct dial here is 858-779-0426, and that will go straight to my office.
Okay, 0426. And your name, please?
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
Zach. Okay.
Yeah. So, Fidel, I'm going to put that email together for you. I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
You
know, remember, Zach, remember, it's based on merchant. This loan has to be.
Yes.
It can't be anything else. All right?
Yeah. So I got merchant loan for $150.
I don't want to waste time. Neither I don't want you to waste my time.
Right.
If you feel strongly that you can help, you know the situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm a good client. I've proven that I am a person to take a loan and pay it back. If any case you would like to put any lien on the business, I don't mind, even though Ken Capital didn't do that.
Yeah.
They just sent somebody to verify, take pictures, and they spoke to the landlord, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I don't mind anything. So, my vendor are kind of working with me, but, you know, when I have major debt with vendors and they have bills to pay, and I kind of don't like that. But the thing is, the $100,000 I took from Can Capital, I opened a new business with it in Fullerton, a different company just opened. That what put me in this kind of burden. And my business in Fullerton, it's called Papa Pizza Pie. It's a corporation also.
Mm-hmm.
It just opened like weeks ago.
Okay.
So basically, that's why I got into this situation where I spent $200,000 plus on the new store.
Uh-huh.
And my first major business, which one I've been living forever under a little bit financial stress. So that's why I'm calling, and that's why I'm very serious about this. Like, I'm not... I'm not going to go get some money. I need to solve problems here, okay?
Right. Okay. I completely understand the situation.
My new corporation, you can verify my current sole prop on Dahlia's Pizza. I will give you all the information. I don't have a problem for your underwriter to see a better image.
No problem, because I will look up and I'll find the SOS for the business, so I'll attach that to your file as well. If we do need anything else, I will reach out to you. But everything that we will need, I will include in the email that I'm going to send over to you right now.
Okay, lovely.
Okay? And again, you have my contact number, so if there's any questions at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm here to help. I'd be more than happy to help you. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Fidel. Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. That email should be arriving in about 10 minutes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we'll talk soon, okay, Fidel?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.